This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Russia and Hong Kong have closed some border crossings with mainland China over fears of contagion of the deadly coronavirus, which has killed more than 100 people in China. Infections have been found in more than a dozen countries. Joe Davies has more.
Checkpoints now surround China's lockdown area, home to nearly 60 million people, and the epicenter of the coronavirus's rising global health concerns. Every driver and passenger that passes in and out of Hubei province here is tested. Anyone found with a high temperature is told to go to a hospital immediately. Three Russian regions have now closed their borders with China, and Hong Kong has suspended its high-speed rail and ferry services to the mainland. Leader Carrie Lam urged all residents of the city currently on the mainland to return as soon as possible and stay home for 2 weeks. Telling that everyone at her news conference was wearing a protective mask, including the leader herself. In Japan, the government is sending a chartered flight to Wuhan to evacuate its citizens. France, the U.S., Germany and Spain are among other countries doing the same.
That's Reuters' Joe Davies reporting. Lawyers for U.S. President Donald Trump wrapped up their defense Tuesday at his Senate impeachment trial, strongly rebuffing claims he withheld military aid to Ukraine to benefit himself politically. Trump lawyer Jay Sekulow told the 100 senators who are acting as jurors, "We are clear in our position. There was no quid pro quo." The case in question happened last July when the United States withheld military aid from Ukraine at the same time President Trump was requesting that Ukraine's president investigate a Trump political rival. The arguments came on the third and last day of the president's defense that he should be acquitted of two articles of impeachment, abusing the power of the presidency and obstructing congressional efforts to investigate his actions in Ukraine. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.